The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. On Wednesday, it was announced that both the federal and provincial governments would be investing in a new composting facility for the District of Kitimat. Investing $910,000 into the project, Kitimat will cover the remaining costs of the $1.38 million price tag. Expected to be complete in March 2024, Environmental Services Manager Juliana Christensen-Liptak explained how much waste the facility will be able to manage.
So the design capacity is 1,500 tons of food and yard waste. It will be able to break that down, and that's estimated to reduce 2,000 tons of carbon equivalent per year of greenhouse gas emissions.
Although Kitimat started collecting food waste in 2022, Christensen-Liptak explained how organic matter is currently being handled by the district.
So in 2022, we started collecting food waste at the curb, and that goes to the Forestman Ridge compost facility. Pay an out-of-service charge to have that material processed, and it's quite high. And we do collect yard waste as well, and that just goes to a static pile that's turned at our landfill facility here in Kitimat.
Because of those reasons, Christensen-Liptak described how Kitimat having their own composting facility could be beneficial for the community, and what else the district is hoping to accomplish with their waste management.
So with our own facility, our current static pile is not OMAR compliant, so it's not compliant with the province's organic matter recycling regulation. So all of a sudden, our new facility, we will be compliant. That's good. And we'll be able to process the food locally, so we won't be sending it to the regional district anymore. And our fees will go down. They'll be the operating fees. We also will be able to take commercial waste. Currently, I mean, we could ban organic waste. That's what our solid waste management plan has incorporated in it, that we would ban organic waste at some point. However, with the high fees, we can't ask that currently of our commercial sector. So our new facility will be able to compost everything locally, and then we'll have the compost material also accessible to us.
Christensen-Liptak went on to explain how the district plans on utilizing the compost after it's been processed.
So we're optimistic that it will be a good quality compost. We are working with a consultant, Transform, with the compost design. And from our food waste collection program, our community's been really good at sorting their waste. There's hardly any contaminants noted in the food waste. So we're hoping we're going to be able to use it at least within the district facilities, so our public works yard, our horticulture program, and then to also have some available for the public use as well.
Funding from the government comes from the Organics Infrastructure Program, which works to support the Clean BC Roadmap to 2030 goal of diverting more organic waste from landfills. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.